8:35.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
What I want to do today, friends, is I want to kind of rewind a little bit. Going to go line upon line, precept upon precept on an overview of the impeachment process and show you how simple it is. The reason we're going to talk about that is because my conversation I had on a nationwide radio show yesterday. But before we get to that, hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Hey, P.S., excuse me. Did you know that Henry Kissinger said a terrorist was defined as someone that does not accept the New World Order? Isn't it? I mean, you've got to pull the curtain back just a little bit. The pedophile himself, you know, said that if you are not for the New World Order, then you're considered a terrorist. And we're seeing this already through this administration. But anyways, we'll get to some of this in just a couple minutes here. But welcome to the show, and welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, awesome website. Just posted a couple months back, and people are still commenting on it, so we appreciate that. Check it out, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can also go over to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio. Don't forget radio, friends. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or you can go to two different websites, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, one fan page, one personal page, and or check out Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible. If you know your stuff, give us a call. Stick to topic, please. 53 countries are listening, as well as several affiliates across the United States of America. We just had an affiliate pick us up out in South Carolina just this last week, AM and FM. And so
South Carolina.
Yeah, South Carolina. A lot of people are listening to you. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. That's a fact. We're showing you our faith by our works and our love by our deeds. 1 John 3:18. It was George Washington, the first president of the United States, who rightly said, deeds, not words. Faith is worthless without works, my friends. And you do the works because you're saved and because you have the faith. How does that sound? This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty, pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You want the mind of Christ. You want the heart of God here at the Sons of Liberty. So make sure that your brains are never in anyone else's head. It's just a terrible place to be. But before we get on with the show, I want to highlight some fun facts and very interesting facts about the Bible. But first, I want to highlight our product of the week this week. It is the My War Message CD. Now, you might be wondering, what is it? Not the My War series. It's our message CD that contains the testimony of Bradley Dean. Now, oftentimes people ask, you know, well, what school did you go to? Where is your seminary degree?
Same one that the disciples went to.
That's right. The School of Hard Knocks. Lots of times people ask you for your quote-unquote credentials, but this My War Message CD is great. It's the powerful testimony of Bradley, but you know what I like about it is, you know, sometimes people are going to and fro. Lots of people that commute to work, they spend a lot of time in their car. They can't really read a book, but you can listen to good edifying stuff while you're working on your, or I should say driving on your way to work. And this message CD is a $10 donation, but of course our monthly sponsors get 25% off the product of the week every week, so you can take that off. So to get this great, wonderful message CD about the testimony and life story of Bradley Dean and the School of Hard Knocks that God brought him through and the miracle that he is, you can go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, that's SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can go to shop.SonsOfLibertyRadio.com if you want to be more specific, or you can call us at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Now, I've got some interesting fun facts here. Sometimes you say, well, you know, you like to learn more about the Bible and what's actually in it, but this is some interesting facts that most of you probably do not know. For example, Noah, you know, Noah was the one who built the ark, the big boat. He was 600 years old when he built that ark. Can you imagine being 600 years old and building an ark? I mean, people can't imagine being 60 years old.
Come on, dude, that's just crazy.
And guess how old, when he died, he was 950 years old. That's crazy.
That's borrowed time.
That's too much time, I think. But if you want to check that out, go to Genesis 7 and 6 and Genesis 9:29. Now, you know, people often say God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Well, yes, the Lord does love you by a demonstration of what he did on the cross. But as that wonderful plan, you might have to ask Paul, who was beaten 5 times and shipwrecked 3 times. You want to check more about that? Go to 2 Corinthians
11. Or the
11
of the 12 that were martyred.
Exactly. Yeah. There's so much there. Mm-hmm. Now, Joseph. Joseph was actually 17 years old when his brothers sold him to the Ishmaelites into slavery, which is kind of an interesting fact. He was just a teenage guy when that happened. Now, the Bible is the most translated book in the world. It has been translated into more different languages and dialects than any other book that has been printed.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You know, it's interesting. People will say that to me, and it's like, hey, listen, if it worked for John Wesley and Charles Spurgeon, and it was the same translation that I have, and I seen God bear witness in such an awesome way on their behalf, then that Bible's good enough for me.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. absolutely right.
It's the same Christ.
Exactly. Now, an interesting fact here about David and Goliath, for those of you who like that David and Goliath story, the iron point alone on Goliath's spear weighed about 15 pounds. He had to be a big guy to be able to carry on that spear, you know. Now, Moses was about 4 months old when Pharaoh's daughter found him in a basket. Can you imagine being a mother and having to put your baby into a basket in the water at 4 months old? His mom must have been a very strong
baby. Moses means drawn out of many waters.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Now, the Bible is the only book that reveals the origin, mission, and destiny of man. And of course, the Bible is the absolute truth, word of God, and you want to make sure that you read it every day. Now,
and
one more fun fact.
It all goes to the same person.
Exactly.
Every time. His name is Jesus Christ.
And one more fun fact. If any of you youngsters might be listening, do you know that there is actually a talking donkey in the Bible?
There's one in the White House, too.
You know what?
Did you know that?
That's a good point. Yeah. If you want to check out the donkey that talked, go to Numbers 22:28. There's some fast, interesting facts about the Bible for you this Tuesday afternoon.
Well, it's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you expect? I mean, it's not like I'm going to get on the radio and say something that I really don't believe in, right?
Exactly.
Now, can you imagine if America was a utopia, the way that John Adams actually forecast?
I've got a great quote about that. I'll find that.
Okay. Well, in the process of doing that, we could be a utopia. There is a reason that we are called the light of the world. We've been given a gift. But did you know that Noah Webster said, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible.
Exactly.
So you want a utopia? Then we better get back in line. Liberty is always found within the confines of law, my friends, not outside of it. Christ said, to whom he maketh free is free indeed. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. 301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Radio. For the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue by the support of people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
So right before the break, I was asking the question, can you imagine, because John Adams actually forecasted America as a utopia and what it would be like if America would simply go back to the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
What's that quote?
It's great. It says, suppose a nation in some distant region should take the Bible for their only law book, and every member should regulate his conduct by the precepts there exhibited. Every member would be obliged in conscience to temperance, frugality, and industry, to justice, kindness, and charity towards his fellow men, and to piety, love, and reverence toward Almighty God. What a utopia, what a paradise would this region be. That was John Adams.
And that's true, though, because when you begin to take a look at what he said, that's exactly the fruit of a nation that keeps the commandments of God.
That's right.
And we're not negotiating with that, and that's exactly what he was proposing. Matter of fact, you're talking about a prophet here, a colossus for independence, who kept pushing the envelope until he won the day. And what did he do? He was establishing the branch of righteousness through David.
Yeah,
and he was bringing forth the judgments to establish righteousness, and he was making reference to the law that God gave continuously.
Yeah, and a good point to note, too,
consistently,
I'm sorry. A good point to note, too, is he was not very popular. People really didn't like him, but that didn't matter to him. He pushed and pushed and pushed, and what do we have today? We are living in independence and freedom because of men like him who didn't stop and didn't care what others thought about him. It wasn't a popularity contest to him.
Yesterday, I was actually invited to do a radio program across the country. That would be in the United States of America here. And we just kind of got on some conversations. I was with Stan Monteith, and he brought up the fact that what he was doing is making the American people aware of what was really going on over in the Ukraine. And he said, it's interesting what's going on over in the Ukraine, because America, you're always getting information completely up on its head, backwards to what's really going on. Just ask foreign people, they'll tell you the truth. But it's interesting, he was talking about what was going on over in Ukraine, and he said, friends, I just want to let you know what's really going on over there. It's interesting that we find that our government is empowering the enemies to overthrow governments all across the world to establish a new world order. Now, it wasn't just George Bush Sr. that said that, or even just George W. Bush, but Barack Obama was actually across seas when he was the senator, before he became the president of the United States, if you want to call him that, actually calling for a new world order, and he said there was no other way. Now, he said it was interesting over in the Ukraine. He said that governments, namely ours, are helping to empower the enemies to overthrow their democracy in Ukraine. And he said they're implementing a fascist form of government. And now that that implementation has taken its course, there's none to overthrow this fascist dictatorship that's being established. And again, who's helping establish those dictatorships? Well, yours truly. Just go look no further than the United States of America in the government, friends. And again, we're talking about corruption in government. Now, let me go back. Let me go back to what preceded what Stan had said yesterday. Let me go back to George Bush Sr., who called for a new world order over 212 times, I believe it was. It's either 202 or 212. Could you check that for me?
Sure, check it out.
And he was calling for a new world order. And Stan asked me, he goes, so what are your thoughts on this, Bradley? I said, it's interesting that when George Bush Sr. was calling for a new world order, he always said, out of chaos, can we create a new world order? And I started noticing, wait a second, out of chaos, can we create a new world order? Now, is the American government, and let's say those that are in power today, are they calling for the laws, the common law, the laws of our constitutional republic, the enumerated laws of our constitutional republic? Are they calling for the magnification of those laws against crimes? Are they actually the ones that are fundamentally transforming the laws of our constitutional republic? You got it. Not A, but B. They are tearing away at the laws of our constitutional republic through diplomatic measures. And we all know what diplomacy is, right? Ben Franklin said diplomacy is seduction in another guise. And that's exactly what they are. These snakes are at work overthrowing and tearing down the laws which bring forth a secure nation and a secure people. Again, we can have that back, friends, if we're willing to fight for it. Because we know that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. But anyways, the point is, I said, it's interesting that the people in America can't see through this. Who's creating all of this chaos? It's not the people. It's the government. And I said, furthermore, isn't it interesting that when we see these terrorists that just for some reason they never get busted? But I'll tell you what, if you were to threaten some federal official, you'd be thrown in jail, folks, within an hour, rest assured. So what is terrorism? Who is terrorism? And let me ask you this. Who does terrorism work for? Because, again, Bush Sr. said, out of chaos, we can create a new world order. Now, we know that over in Egypt, the Egyptian people are actually trying to make the world aware of the fact that the Muslim Brotherhood is a political battering ram. You know them as the terrorists, America's sworn enemies. But isn't it interesting these jihadists are all over the globe disrupting everything, creating chaos? And friends, I want to ask you the question, who is winning? Governments through oppressive measures and totalitarian measures with the use of terrorism? Or are the American people winning? Or are people across the globe, are they winning? In fact, they are not winning, but governments are winning, and so is the implementation of a new world order. So therefore, friends, I ask the question as I slowly pull down the mask, who's creating the chaos? And the way that you can identify who's creating the chaos is who is it working for? Therein lies the end of your finger pointing at the face of those who are making gain out of terrorism. Why is your government, friends, asking you to give up your rights? It doesn't take a genius to figure this out. James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said this. He said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise, my friends, of fighting a foreign enemy. And friends, what's interesting about it is when you look at the, let's say you're going through the airport, because I don't watch the trash, I'm talking about television, but it's interesting when you go through the airport and you look up at their CNN, by the way, it's paid to be there, it's interesting that they're always talking about what's going on in third world countries. Friends, do you know that, and do you realize that you're the ones that are under attack? Oh, look what's going on over there. Look at the dictatorship over there. Look what that dictator's doing. Yeah, look what he's doing. He's not doing it across seas, friends, or over the pond, as they say. He's doing it right out of the White House. He's entertaining those that you were told were America's enemies that attacked the two towers on September 11th. He's entertaining those that you have been told, my friends, that were your sworn enemies. And isn't it interesting, when we go back to September 11th, just for a second, we attacked Iraq who had nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Man, when you go back to the days of Hitler, friends, and I don't know why I'm here right now, but I'm going to flow with this. Hitler created chaos constantly through the brown shirts. He even created wars by attacking his own Reichstag. Oh, that will never happen in our time. Friends, that's exactly what they said back in the day when Hitler took power. Remember he started to kill off all of his opposition? Remember when he wanted to start to create a war? What he did is he used Goebbels to actually use him as a minister of propaganda to deceive the people into believing that there was a foreign nation that was attacking. So we better hurry up and attack. So they found later on, after millions and millions and millions of people were destroyed through Hitler's dictatorship and his regime and his rule, his satanic rule, that he was the one that was actually responsible for all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But that could never happen here. No, just do a little homework on the Bushes, my friend, and you will be surprised and amazed. And when you do kind of delve in just a little bit and begin to pull the mask off behind the Bush regime, you'll find that they were the ones that came in under Prescott Bush, who was illegally financing Hitler's war back in the 30s. So what is the link?
Yeah.
Friends, you're going to have to put it together and you're going to have to tell me. But there's nothing new under the sun. I'm sorry. And this isn't my train of thought, but this is what my talking points went to yesterday. And I'm trying to wake up the American people to realize it does not take a genius to figure out who's responsible. Because when we look at what's going on in this administration right now, he is the one that said he was going to fundamentally transform this nation. And he is by attacking who you are on a daily basis. And the American people are sitting down and tolerating it. That is the great wonder of the age.
Right. You know, it's interesting, too, a few things to note as you're speaking here. Hitler, too, he bombed his own Reichstag. So when you look at that, you say, well, who created the chaos to bring in the order? Who was behind that? Same thing. And you're talking about George Bush.
Stalin did the same thing, by the way.
And when you're talking about George Bush here, I'm looking up some of the New World Order things. I can't find specifically how many times, but, you know, it talks about New World Order. It's interesting that his speech that he brought forth, the New World Order, was September 11th, 1990. So you're talking about September 11th, we got hit by a quote-unquote foreign enemy.
Yes.
All right. Then we have to bring in, you know, the Patriot Act and all these different things to strip away American rights and freedoms.
Yep.
And it's interesting that at the same time here, back in 1990, on September 11th, George Bush Sr. was talking about a new world order. And you're relating with Hitler. There's a pattern here.
And now Barack Hussein Obama is in Europe saying that we must have a new world order. There is no other way. Friends, I'm here to tell you today that there is another way. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm going to come back, I'm going to lay a quick premise, and then I'm going to get over to the process and an overview of the impeachment process. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Now, folks, I want to say sound. I want to stay sound. That means without error. I want to stick to facts. I want to stick to history. And we'll always be safe as long as we stay within them boundaries. It's interesting that what we do in this country, namely through the conservative movement, sorry to say, that we spend so much time, and not necessarily what we do here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, but there are so many out there that spend so much time on exposing the corruption of them that are in government, that are violating we the people and abusing power, that it's time that we magnify the laws of the Constitutional Republic and, again, the enumeration of the laws found within the confines of that Constitution against them that are violating those laws to establish righteousness, of course, through judgment. So how do we do that? Well, let's do a quick overview of the impeachment process. The Constitution, friends, sets forth the general principles which control the procedural aspects of impeachment, vesting the power to impeach in the House of Representatives while imbuing the Senate with the power to try impeachments. So therefore, both the Senate and the House have designed procedures to implement these general principles in dealing with a wide range of impeachment issues. Let me just spell it out for you. This way, you'll never have any questions. This way, this will answer a lot of your questions if you do have any, and you'll always know who's lying to you. When we look at the relevant constitutional provisions, we can find Article 1, Section 2. It states this, my friends. The House of Representatives, friends, your representatives shall have the sole power of impeachment. Article 1, Section 3. The Senate shall have the sole power to all and try all impeachments. When sitting for the purpose, they shall be on oath or affirmation, as if that matters. When the President of the United States is tried, the Chief Justice shall preside. the fox in the chicken coop in America today, and no person shall be convicted without concurrence of two-thirds of the members present. I'm sorry, without. So there has to be two-thirds of the members present during impeachment trials. So judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to the removal of office and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. But the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to the law after the impeachment takes place. Everybody good with that? Good. Article 2, Section 2. The president shall have power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States, except in cases of impeachment. Article 2, Section 4. The president, vice president, and all, listen carefully, friends, civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes. Now, really quick, I'm going to pull you up in just a second here. Friends, one of the things that I was finding myself do during this interview yesterday, and I wanted to share it with you again today, is the fact that, you know, it was not too long ago I was asking the question, who enjoys... who brings forth support concerning the president that's in the White House today? And what we had found was those that actually support this administration are Cuba, China, Russia, all which in fact are communist nations, the Muslim Brotherhood, America's sworn enemy. And folks, reiterating here, brought forth that this administration is entertaining America's sworn enemies in the White House.
And a good point is who you associate with and who you hang around tells you a lot about who that person is. You know, if they're hanging around criminals and they're okay with that, then something might be wrong. You know, if they're hanging around communists and they're okay with that, something may be wrong. If they're hanging around, you know, America's sworn enemies, what does that tell you about the person that's doing that? Obviously, that has to be within his heart to be able to associate
birds
with those
of
kind
a
of people.
Feather.
Flock together. It's
there you
common
go.
Sense.
It really is. So when we go on to impeachment again, let's go back to Article 2. Section 4, the president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes. And listen, friends, misdemeanor. The slightest violation of law.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to go out and start a war with another nation, friends, to actually bring forth impeachment charges.
We talked a little bit about that yesterday.
Procedures.
Yeah, about, you know, Richard Nixon and about Andrew Johnson, I believe it was.
Yeah.
You know, the standard back then was so high that the slightest little thing they did wrong, those charges could have been brought forth. Of course, Nixon, he resigned before it
I can
went
tell
that
you
way.
Why that there was the slightest violation or infraction of law was dealt with by the people, because the people during that time understood the price paid
exactly right.
to give those people that served we the people back in the day, which we're still America,
yeah,
right?
That's exactly
they
right.
didn't
it was
tolerate
fresh in
any
their
crimes.
Mind.
Yes, it was.
Absolutely.
Yes, they see the price paid for their freedoms.
Yeah, Andrew Johnson was impeached back in 1868 under the Tenure of Office Act. He actually got rid of the Secretary of War. It was an act that had been enacted the previous year. He got rid of the Secretary of War without getting the approval from Congress. And he was just one vote shy of actually
That's right.
being impeached. I mean, he was impeached. He was brought to trial.
It's kind of like,
but he was acquitted at the last minute there
of
by
course.
One
well,
vote.
Well, if you look at, yeah, same kind of thing with, like, Bill Clinton, you know, he was impeached through the House, but then it has to go to the Senate, and then it didn't go through the Senate. So if you look at it, it's like, yeah, it's very close, that process, but didn't go all the way through to the end.
Okay, going on. The House of Representatives' sole impeachment power. So how do you initiate? Impeachment proceedings may be commenced in the House of Representatives by a member declaring a charge of impeachment on his or her own initiative. Now, yesterday, Michael Peruca, you were talking about
yep.
Michelle
mm-hmm.
Bachmann,
yep.
and he said she already swore an oath, whether
Great
she's
point.
Got the masses or not, if she has to stand alone, she already swore that she would bring forth impeachment charges if the Constitution was violated towards the president.
Yeah, it was a great point that he brought up, because he had spoke of the political will to impeach. So I asked the question, are you saying that the political will needs to be there because Michelle Bachmann was interviewed, and she said, well, you know, we need to push the people to be able to bring this kind of thing forward. And so I was asking, are you talking about the political will of the people to say we want to do this thing, or the political will of the House of Representatives, the people that, you know, represent us there, to stand up and say, no, we're going to bring forth these charges? And he said, well, basically, it doesn't matter if the people are behind Michelle Bachmann or not. She took an oath to uphold that Constitution. So if she's got all the support in the world or no support in the world, if impeachment, you know, charges need to be brought forth, then she needs to do that whether or not she's got the support of the people or not. You look at John Quincy Adams and, you know, William Wilberforce, when they were bringing forth their petitions about slavery, it was not very popular and they were laughed at, but nevertheless they did it because they stood on principle, and eventually those things were pushed through because people started to take heed to what they were saying over the course of time. It was a battle, but they did it because it was the right thing to do, not because they had the support to do it.
Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution, before he enter on the execution of his office, he shall take the following oath or affirmation, those that serve we the people, friends. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States and will do the best of my ability to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, friends, against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. So just high-fiving what Peruca said yesterday concerning Bachmann. There's no excuse. You should have brought him forth anyways.
That's right.
Okay, talking about the House of Representatives, sole impeachment power and the initiation. The impeachment process, my friends, may be triggered by non-members as well, such as when the Judicial Conference of the United States suggests that the House may wish to consider impeachment of a federal judge. And by the way, judges, Supreme Court justices, and in this case, friends, where we're at in the present day, injustices, they can be removed through the same process. So I know that we're told through the state-run media, we've been inundated with the lie that, listen, once the Supreme Court justice, always the Supreme Court justice. No, my friends, like that is completely untrue. Only sitting in good behavior, not outside of it. Again, read the Constitution.
That's so true. It's almost like they've showed us and said, here is this impenetrable wall. It's a wall of marble. It just isn't done. You just can't impeach. We just don't do that anymore. It's just foolish to think that that's a possibility.
Come on, America. It's foolish for you to think that they can't do what they want and get away with
it. That's exactly right. And as you mentioned, it's only on good behavior. So we see behavior that's bad, then why should we not, in all truth, in all common sense, say, listen, okay, we violated these things, let's remove them from office.
Article 3, Section 1, the judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court and such inferior courts as the Congress may from time to time ordain and establish. The judges, both of the Supreme and inferior courts, shall hold their offices during good behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Not outside of good behavior,
right,
friends.
And according to the law of the Constitution.
I go on. The House of Representatives' sole impeachment power. Friends, when we look at resolutions regarding impeachment, there may be of two types. A resolution impeaching a particular individual who's within the category of impeachable of officers under Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution is usually referred directly to the House Committee on Judiciary. A resolution to authorize an investigation as to whether grounds exist for the House to exercise its impeachment power is referred to the House Committee on Rules. Now, folks, now I want to say that because if you remember rightly, it wasn't too long ago, I'd actually brought forth how Oliver North was asking the questions, making statements about the president, that his leadership is completely deficit, it's completely chaotic. It's in disorder.
Yes,
he then went on and stated any other president would have been impeached. Of course he would have been.
Yep.
Okay? Then he goes on, why the dickens haven't we convened a select committee to investigate Benghazi? Friends, just think about it. The president gun running through Benghazi.
Mm-hmm.
How many people were killed? Navy SEALs, ambassadors were killed. There still hasn't been an investigative... Let me say it this way. There still hasn't been a committee to bring forth an investigation into Benghazi.
An answer.
And it just didn't stop there, friends. The IRS enemies list. Come on, folks.
Yeah.
This is totalitarianism. Hey, dealing with your political opposition. Boy, this sounds familiar. Spying on Americans. Wait a second. I thought we had a foreign enemy that we were dealing with, friends. No, nothing new under the sun, friends. As I've said so many times before, as our forefathers warned us over and over and over again, that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of a foreign enemy. Now we have our enemy. Well, I want to say this.
Right in front of our face.
He's naked as a jailbird.
That's right.
Folks, you got to respond to this. Talking about the House of Representatives, sole impeachment of power. Let's get into the investigative.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Steve from Memphis. I've been listening to Sons of Liberty for several years now. As I've listened to him speak in the past years, I just wondered if he's had cue cards or teleprompter or something, because his knowledge is deep and he never seems to take a breath. So anyway, I get to this Tea Party meeting and he starts speaking. And for over 4 hours he speaks, and he speaks the truth. He speaks from a spiritual standpoint and a constitutional standpoint. And it's just amazing. So God bless Bradley and Sons of Liberty Radio and what he's doing. Thank you for being the patriot and the Christian man that you are.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
A healthy heart is a happy heart, and a healthy heart means a happy body. Friend, if you're suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, or arthritis, you've got to try Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. Try finding that in a pharmaceutical. Go to hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life with Heart and Body Extract.
Really quick, friends. 1-866-233-0747. I'm giving you constitutional information. This is directly from the Constitution and the process concerning impeachment. If you're really serious about bringing forth change in your country, friends, then fight for your freedoms.
Then you got to know the process.
And the way that you know the process is turn on sonsoflibertyradio.com. So let's go to the next point. So we got B, investigation in all prior impeachment proceedings. The House has examined the charges prior to entertaining any vote. Okay? Folks, I'm going to post this for you on sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm sorry, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. I'm going to go down to C, House action subsequent to receipt of committee report. That's stage C. Let's go to D, notification by the House and Senate response. The House will also adopt a resolution in order to notify the Senate of its actions. The Senate, after receiving such notification, will then adopt an order informing the House that it is ready to receive the managers. Subsequently, the appointed managers will appear before the bar of the Senate to impeach the individual involved and exhibit the articles against him in this particular case. After this procedure, the managers would return and make a verbal report to the House. Isn't it interesting? It never quite gets that far, friends. And then going back to the Senate, sole power to try all impeachments. Impeachment proceedings in the Senate are governed by the rules of procedure and practice in the Senate when sitting on impeachment trials. And after presentation of the articles and organization of the Senate to consider the impeachment, the Senate will issue a writ of summons to the respondent informing him or her of the date on which appearance and answer should be made, and on the date established by the Senate, the respondent may appear in person or by counsel. The respondent may also choose not to appear, and in later events, the proceedings progress as though a not guilty plea were entered. The respondent may demur, arguing that he or she is not a civil office or official subject to impeachment or that the charges listed do not constitute sufficient grounds for impeachment. And finally, the respondent may also choose to answer the articles brought against him or her. The House is traditionally there to file a replication to the respondent's answers, and their pleadings may continue with a rejoinder and a surjoinder and a similiter. So there it is, friends. If you want to know how to deal with them, you can also go to B, Trial Procedure in Senate, then go to C. We're part two of this, by the way, Judgment on the Senate, and so on and so forth. I will post that again on Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio,
well,
impeachment proceedings.
It's very interesting because we've talked about this before. When you look at the list of things, such as the IRS scandal, you know, Benghazi, and you go down the list, there's so many different things to choose from of things that have taken place this administration. It's not like there's just one. There's many on that list. And it's like they're doing what they know that they can get away with because the people have not risen up. It's like a child. If you let a child go after they do something wrong the first time, they're going to be more emboldened to do it the second time because nothing happened to them the first time. Might as well just
keep
doing it.
That's how you strengthen tyranny by doing nothing with those that are committing the act of tyranny.
Exactly. And we don't want to strengthen tyranny on the Sons of Liberty. We want to, you know, this show is a great... it's a great way
it's
to show you.
To say.
It's great.
You like me.
And I definitely like you. But I'm just saying the show itself, it's great because it's not just this is the problem. Problem. If I went to a doctor and the doctor said, you are sick. You are so sick. I mean, you got this wrong. You're sick. And you're probably going to die pretty soon. You know, just there's lots of bad things going on. I would say, okay, I got that. I'm sick. Now, what am I supposed to do for the cure? I get it. Our country is doing a lot of bad things right now. We've got bad administration. What do I do about it? Well,
they never. But you have to understand that's how people create, namely show hosts. They create dependency that way
right.
Because what they do is they fear monger.
That's wrong.
And they sell fear.
Mm-hmm.
And they always point them to the answer, which in fact the answers 9 times out of 10 are completely incorrect.
Yeah. If I was a good doctor, I would say, listen, I don't want you to come to me when you're sick. I want to give you some preventative instructions here so you don't ever have to come to me again because you're going to take care of yourself on a consistent basis. That's what we should be doing. As patriots and as
well,
Christians.
We are.
Exactly.
On this radio show,
we're
showing you the
program.
Law of God to show you that you have disease within the body. And I'm talking about the confines in the 50 states of our union to lead you to the Christ that can heal you. But mm-hmm. We have to do it His way, not without Him.
That's right. And, you know, that's the heart of the issue. The heart of the issue is repentance before God, getting your heart right. That is the root of a tree. When the heart becomes right, when the heart becomes converted and becomes Christ and Christ alone, then the branches fix themselves. People spend so much time trying to chop off branches. Oh, we've got this going on over here, and we've got Common Core, and we've got this over here, we've got the healthcare issue, and we've got this over here, the Muslim issue.
Which are all legit.
They're legit,
yeah.
Very legit issues, and of course we should deal with them. But if we get to the heart of the problem, which is the heart of mankind, then mankind is naturally going to rise up and say, no, we're not going to tolerate this. If the root of the tree be good, then the whole tree is going to be good. If the root is bad, the whole tree is going to be bad. No matter how bad you try to chop off those edges, it's just going to keep coming up through the root. So we need to make sure that we get to the heart of the issue. But for those of you who are listening and say, great, we appreciate you guys so much for what you're doing. We thank you for giving us the answers and not the problems all the time. And you'd like to donate. Now, I went on the website here. I'm on it right now. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Just posted it.
All you got to do is click on the donation button. There's a nice button in our American United States flag. You go to donate to the Sons of Liberty, you click on that pretty little picture of Bradley Dean with all the graves honoring the sacrifices of those men and women who have fought and bled and died for our country. You click on that, and then you open it up, and then you get to see, I'm sorry, you donate to the Sons of Liberty is what you click on. And then you get to see you got $50, $100, $250, $1,000, or other. You can make a one-time donation, or you can become a son or daughter of Liberty. It truly is as easy as that. And some of you may have been listening for years and say, gosh, I just love what you guys do. And of course, I would never want you guys to go away. But you know what? Unless you support what we do, we cannot continue to do what we do. So we want you to join together with us. It's not a one-man effort. It's let's all join together and hand in hand as an army, a mighty army of God, and take back this nation. We don't need to change anything.
Yeah.
We need to go back to the old paths. We already got the great, most wonderful establishment of our government through our founding forefathers based upon natural law, the Mosaic Institution. We don't even have to go try to find new ways. We don't have to pick our brains.
Restoration.
Go to university college campuses and read big, thick books. We got it right there for us. The Ten Commandments, the Bible, the Constitution. All we have to do is follow the instructions.
Yeah, what would you think of a doctor that's all he told you was how sick you are? He told you what your ailments were all the time, but he never offered you the cure.
I wouldn't go to a doctor anymore. I'd say, I need to find someone.
This is
who
what
gives
people
an
feed
answer.
On.
Mm-hmm.
This is the garbage people feed on. Friends, if you will not fight for the right when you can easily win without bloodshed, if you will not fight when your victory will be sure and not so costly, you may come to the moment when you will have to fight with all the odds against you and only a precarious chance for survival. There may be a worst case. You may have to fight where there is no chance of victory, but it is better to perish than to live as slaves.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
When you look at what has gone in our country and the not even those who have died and paid the ultimate sacrifice alone, but also those who sacrificed, you know, the founding forefathers about how they were bereaved of their children and they were away from their wives and their husbands for years and years.
To establish,
you know, John Adams, it was he who said, posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I pray you will make good use of it. If you do not, then I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it. Let's not let that sacrifice go in vain. Let not let those men and women who have paid the ultimate price go in vain. Let us live and stand and walk out what they died for. It's so important, and we've got a job
to do. What a better way to end the show than Samuel Adams, a son of liberty.
Oh,
when he said the speech at the Philadelphia State House, August 1st, 1776, he said this. He said, if you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than animating contest of freedom, go home from us in peace, because we ask not for your counsels or your arms. He said, go ahead and crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. He goes on, may your chains set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were our countrymen.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
Daniel Webster's got a great one, too, as well. He said, if we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, our country will go on prospering. Alex de Tocqueville said, upon visiting America in the early 19th century, this French historian observed, America is great because America is good, because we follow the precepts found in the Bible.
So therefore, the heart of the people must be
good.
That's
right. Yeah. Right.
And the only thing that can change the corrupt nature is Jesus Christ.
That's right. In the blood of Jesus Christ. He said, if America ever ceases to be good, it will cease to be great. Woodrow Wilson said, a nation which does not remember what it was yesterday does not know what it is today nor what it is trying to do. We are trying to do a futile thing if we do not know where we came from or what we've been about. America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify that devotion to the tenets of righteousness which are derived from the revelations of Holy Scripture.
Isn't that awesome?
That is awesome.
It is.
I mean, you look at the founding forefathers.
Reciting forefathers, friends.
Yeah, when you look at their quotes and what they had to say, it's unbelievable. John Adams said, for example, the Declaration of Independence laid the cornerstone of human government upon the first precepts of Christianity. It's always going back to God and the Bible, Christ, Christianity, and true patriotism.
I end with this. Hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and the Republic for which it stands, Article 4, Section 4. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. So hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the world.
Hold
on. And friends, that's exactly what we see. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Friends, I got that process of impeachment posted on Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.